Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We've got another 5-12 matchup to discuss as Marquette heading out to Hartford, Connecticut, taking on the Murray State Racers. The voice of the Racers, Neil Bradley, now joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Neil, how you doing today?
Doing well. I'm in an NCAA tournament, sitting courtside. What could beat that?
That is fantastic. As now, you're at the tournament now. Are you at a practice day today, I would assume?
Yeah, it's practice day. They've had, I think, the early games. They've already gone through their practice sessions. So in, I think, the next few minutes, we'll start to get the night session teams. They'll get on the floor for 40 minutes and then have a 20-minute media interview. So we're kind of here just taking it all in today.
Now, in the state of Kentucky, Kentucky basketball, and then a little corner of the state is Louisville basketball. You've got the Norse that are now playing well in northern Kentucky. Murray State is located. Nobody even knows where the hell Murray, Kentucky is. I happen to, living in Cincinnati all those years, but the fact that you guys are there and you're representing the state of Kentucky as well, got to feel good, man.
Yeah, very much so. You know, we've had our share of success in the tournament, but we're from what is usually a one-bid league. We got two in, got a win last night with Belmont getting a victory, but there's always a lot of pressure to win our conference tournament. That's usually the only way that you can get to an NCAA tournament. But, yeah, fans are excited. And this has been a little extra exciting with the John Morant story that has developed as the season's gone on.
Well, I was going to ask you about him because seemingly coming out of nowhere, that 6'3 sophomore averaging almost 25 points a game, and now he's being pegged as one of the guys coming out into the NBA draft that's going to be this superstar scorer. Talk a little bit about how Murray State ended up with this guy.
Well, it was kind of really happenstance. We were looking at a kid named Tevin Brown, who the Racers were able to get. James Kane, who's now an assistant under Steve Frome at Iowa State, was at an event in, I think it was in North Carolina. And Jaws' team actually wasn't supposed to play. Another team canceled, so Jaws' team got in it. So they were warming up with some three-on-three in a side gym. James Kane got hungry, went back to get a snack, looked over and saw him make a few passes between his legs, behind his back, some other things. Talked to him, called Matt McMahon, says, I think I see a kid we may need to sign. They offered him that afternoon. He made a visit to Murray and signed on the spot when he got there.
Man, you talk about happenstance. That's an amazing, amazing story about how he gets exposed and found. Now you're into the tournament. So it's going to be this Morant story against Howard's story, but Howard coming in with a sore wrist. So do those two equal each other and kind of negate each other to where everybody else has to step up, or who has the upper hand in your opinion?
I don't know. You know, many times we see these games where you look at that head-to-head matchup and it never materializes. Either one outshines the other or someone else steps up for the other team and has a big game. But I've seen both. I just watched Howard shoot, so I don't know how hurt he is. I watched him hit 17 out of 23 point shots, and I got disgusted and stopped wanting to watch. So I don't know how hurt he's supposed to be, how good he would be if he's not hurt, but I don't know what the heck is up with that. He looks great to me.
Looking at, the wrist update, apparently it's something where it's feeling okay, I guess. He was asked about it. He said, I've been seeing our athletic trainer each day, taking precautions, said he's ready to go. I don't think he's going to come out and go, you know what, it's hurting, it's really bad, and I'm barely going to be able to play in the tournament. Nobody says that, right?
Yeah, I don't think so either, but it is going to be tremendous. I watch him, and here's what I like when I watched him play. He was out here 40 minutes, and he never played a second without a smile on his face. He's having a good time out there, having fun with his teammates. That's what it's all about. I'm really looking forward to at least watching him play from a basketball standpoint. My enthusiasm may dim if he goes off for 10 or 11 threes against us, but he's going to be a fun player to watch. But so is Morant, and he's not going to score like that. He won't shoot like that, but he can get to the rim with some amazing explosiveness. He does have athleticism like I've never seen at a Murray State player before. He can distribute. He knows when it's time to make it happen. He can get to the rim. He can also get to the free throw line. So he just does amazing things that I've not seen at Murray State.
So let me ask you this, because not only is it about Morant, but it's also about the defense they play. Their perimeter defense, one of the tops in the country.
Yeah, it really is. And if I looked at Marquette's stats, if they had 2 3-point shooters, I'd feel good about it. I would go ahead and pencil us in to Saturday. They have 4 guys that hit over 40%. Who does that? I watched their 6'8 kid knocking down 1 3 after another. He's supposedly their defensive specialist. He shot it almost as well as Howard did. So, man, they got just a ton of guys. I don't know if we can cover all of them. That's going to be, to me, a big key. Maybe we can shut down a couple. I can't see us knocking down all 4 of them.
Does Murray State come into this game as a team with nothing to lose, or do they come into this team with tournament and game with a chip on their shoulder saying we've got something to prove?
Well, I think they have that. I think it's the latter. Last year, in my opinion, the Rangers got a terrible matchup against an underseeded West Virginia team. I had pretty much had us penciled in several teams I thought we'd play, and then I saw West Virginia come up as a 5, and I was like, you got to be kidding me. We didn't match up well against them at all, had big size issues, and then really didn't shoot it well. But I don't know if we played that game 10 times, if we won it more than once, if we won it one time. This one is at least a bit more of a favorable matchup from a size standpoint. And I do think Morant, yeah, he was happy to be in the tournament last year. He seems to be focused to want to go further this year, win at least a game, maybe more if you could get past the first one. Same with Shaq Buchanan, another senior who seems to have the chip on the shoulder from last year, has a bad taste in their mouth to leave San Diego by getting pounded by West Virginia.
Real quick before I let you go, so give me a couple of things that have to happen for this team, for Murray State to get a win.
I think you have to hold Marquette to under 35% from three-point range. If they hit their 40%, if Howard's able to get his 25-plus and they get one other player with 15, I think it'll be a tough day for the Racers. However, for the Racers to win, if Tevin Brown makes his first 3, they'll win the game. That's my prediction. Because he gets hot when he makes his first.
Yeah.
He misses his first. We're in big trouble.
That we're all going to be paying attention to now. Everybody in this area has now circled that comment. I tell you what, Neil, I appreciate you joining us for a couple of minutes. Thanks for spending some time and enjoy the weekend, okay?
Thank you so much. I appreciate you having me on.
Absolutely. Neil Bradley, voice of the Murray State Racers down in Murray, Kentucky. In case you don't know where that is. Murray, Kentucky. You hear about Kentucky basketball. You hear about Louisville basketball. But Murray, Kentucky. The Racers in Hartford, Connecticut, taking on the Marquette Golden Eagles, getting it all underway. So anyway, in the first round of the NCAA tournament, he joined us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they treat you fair. 80-plus years they've been getting it on. Call them 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com. That's 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.